you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. Wow.
Episode starts here. Hello, listener.
Okay, yes, hi.
Here's what you have to know. We just did a song called
Pete and Pete's Funky Soccer Cleats.
Now hear this. You can't have it because of technical difficulty. You can't have that one. Scott, it was sort of like, here, we'll do the chorus for you.
We'll do the chorus for you.
That's right. Megan Rapinoe wore them.
I shouted out one of her great goals in the bronze medal match against, I'll think of it in a second.
Bronze.
Yeah, they won the bronze.
Not Australia, right?
No. Yes, Australia.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Canada and Sweden were in the final too. So yeah, Megan Rapinoe.
Congrats, Canada and Sweden.
Yeah, Canada won the gold. Well done, our friends
to
the north.
Congrats, Canada.
Megan Rapinoe had two very cool goals. One of them called an Olympico, Scott. I don't know why I said Scott.
Scott.
Yes,
Scott.
I'm sorry. I'm paying attention.
Zach.
Scott, you got an Olympico. No, this is for Scott. Scott.
Do you know what that is, Scott?
An Olympico?
Yeah.
Hold on. This is Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with
Zach and Jess.
That one's Scott. Zach and Jess and Scott and Brett and Dana. Everyone's here. If you need sort of more details about who we are and what we do, listen to a different episode. Okay, Jess, continue. Scott, do you know what an Olympico is?
It sounds like a Grammy or like an Emmy, but for the Olympics.
That's right.
Like if you didn't win the
regular
prizes.
Jess, do you mind if I?
Yeah, go for it.
It's when you do a goal that's so good that it's like Mario kicked it and it catches fire and it knocks the big crown off the ghost. And he goes, "Oh, Olympico."
Brett, do you know what an Olympico is?
I just said what it is.
Yeah, he just gave it away.
I know, but do you know?
No.
Okay, great.
Are you going to contradict me on our podcast?
Yeah.
Okay, good. What is it actually?
It's when you score a goal from the corner kick with no other touches.
And then you go, Olympico!
Oh. Olympico! So she from the corner made it in like herself. Which is a very impressive goal.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and she did it before in 2012 in the Olympics, which was the first time there was an Olympico at the Olympics.
But wait, why is it called? Is it special to the Olympics?
Or is it just so good that it is an Olympic level kick?
That the latter.
Oh wow.
Now let's talk about Molly Seidel.
Okay.
third woman to ever medal in the marathon. American woman to medal in the Olympics.
Great.
Also, third marathon she has ever run in her life.
Wow. Oh my God.
She's a real American hero.
Wow, that makes me feel all kinds.
Now here's the thing about Olympic coverage. I don't get it. Nicole bought Sling TV so that she could watch this because distance running is just nuts. And also, first place, second place, Kenyans forever. Great job, Kenya.
Great job.
You really are such a dominant force in the sport. But they, because it's like 2 hours and, you know, depending on heat, which is a real equalizer, everyone knows. But it's like, you know, it's 2 hours and 14 minutes, 2 hours and 20 minutes, whatever. But they cut away when there's like a mile left, which is so wild. And then they cut back for like the last like 15 seconds. And it's like, guys, what are you doing?
What's happening
here? We got to be better about programming when our commercial breaks go.
I've been watching a good amount of the basketball, and they have one kind of shot where they like kind of, it looks like a little mini crane shot. And last night we were watching the men's final and I was like, this is too much. This is like too wiggly. Like it was really making me feel a little like uneasy how like, it was
very wiggly basketball shots.
What?
Do you remember slam ball?
No.
Basketball where there were trampolines all over the court.
Oh, fun. Fun. I'm excited for when spike ball inevitably becomes an Olympic sport.
Now, what's that, please?
Oh, what? Is it not already?
No. It's so freaking fun.
Don't have that conversation until we answer my question, though. What's that, though?
Spike ball is the sport pitched and invented on Shark Tank. And you can see people playing it like at the beach or in the park usually. And it's really fun. It's a little circle with a taut net. It's kind of like 2-on-2 inverted volleyball where you are hitting the ball down towards this netting that's acting similar to a trampoline.
It boings
it back up. And you and your teammate have like 3 touches to get it to
boing back. And then if you just like miss it, it's gone.
It's a point for
the
other team.
You're just spiking it over and over like Mario.
Amongst your team, you can pass and set, and then you have to return the spike.
And 2 on each side?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very fun. Am I the only one who's played spike ball here?
You've played?
Yeah, I have it in my car at all times.
What?
Really?
It's a net you can carry around?
Yeah, it's very small.
Like a fisherman's net.
Yeah, it fits into a little sack.
We have to stop the podcast to go play spike ball for a while, but we'll come back. Right after this.
Oh, wow, that was a fun game.
I can't believe how naturally good at spike ball I am.
Scott! I loved that move you had in spike ball.
Where you kicked it. It wasn't legal, but it was cool as hell.
I lied. I've played it before.
It showed. Yeah, go for it, Brett.
Yeah,
I see your hand.
Yeah, yeah, play that, play that one. We're going to tell you about the, because making up sports is so great. Here's our, this is the sport that we came up with.
Yeah, we came up with another sport.
It's pretty cool. I think y'all are going to want to play it.
Okay, you start with 3 teams of 4.
And then you end with 2 teams of 5.
You start with your players and then you start to add more. And you see which player's 5.
There's a fair amount of equipment. There's 2 balls and 3 nets.
You have a bat and a spike and a croquet hammer, and that is where it's at.
And one player has a knife, but the knife is a secret knife.
And the knife is for spreading butter. It will not take your life.
And the game is called Calabasas. Now let's get into some of the finer rules.
Sure. So each team has a keeper. They're not a goalie, they're the keeper of the knife.
But you don't know who the keeper is, and it's a secret they protect with their life. Now you can only stand on the rectangles. The triangles mean you're out.
And if you know that a triangle towards the rectangle, then that has a doubt.
If you score a point, the points go up by 2.
Unless it's a Tuesday.
Calabasas.
take a pause to play a classical game of pool.
And then the rules for pool invert, so the balls are made of you.
Now you are the ball on the pool table, and the pool table is the cue.
And the cue is performed by the croquet mallet, and then it's back to the original game. Here's what we do. Take turns giving two balls to the net. But if the net doesn't like the presentation, then the point guards are filled with regret.
Now you may say, the net liking the presentation? Well, that's a bit odd. But the net in this game is played by a man, and the man is Gerard Butler. Gerard Butler
has to be there.
And if he's not, then you cannot play. That's just the rule of ooey oo Calabasas, and the rules will never change.
He's in.
Not Master and Commander.
Nope.
Not,
that's Russell Crowe. That's Russell Crowe. Gerard Butler, as we all know, is in 300. That is one.
He's a big square jawed man.
He's also in Geostorm. That's Gerard Butler.
Honestly, in this moment, I'm thinking they could be the literal same man to me.
And for that, Zach, you get 10 points. For that, you get 10 points because if you confuse Gerard Butler with Russell Crowe. Show us your games of Calabasas.
He's not in any of the Batman movies.
Which one?
Gerard Butler.
No, I don't think neither of them are in either.
No, now I'm thinking of Tom Hardy.
You're thinking of Tom Hardy. Oh, you? You're thinking of Tom Hardy.
You're thinking of Tom.
Sometimes that happens out of nowhere. You'll just find yourself thinking of Tom Hardy.
It does. I'll be trying to get to sleep at night.
Oh, whoops, I'm thinking about Tom Hardy. Oh.
Let my mind go to sleep now. Say goodbye to the troubles of today. Don't fret on my to-do list for tomorrow, that'll get in the way.
Then a voice is like, Batman.
Oh no. Get out of my thoughts.
Are you trying to dream, Batman?
I can't have you here now. No, I cannot. Good night, Tom Hardy. Good night, Tom Hardy is Bane. Good night, Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy as Bane. Sleep now. Get out of my brain.
Are you asleep, Batman?
Not yet.
Oh, sorry. I thought that you were... I'm not trying to keep you up, Batman. Mm. It's just, I feel so bad about breaking your spine.
Huh. Tom Hardy.
Why do you keep calling me Tom
Good
Hardy?
Good night, Tom Hardy, as Bane.
Just say Bane. My name's Bane.
Good night, Tom Hardy. Please get out of my brain. Good night, Bane. Good night, Bane.
Good night, Batman. Spine.
Now's the time for sleep. Now's the time for sleep. Now, now's the time for sleep.
Trouble breathing, but I'm having a lot of trouble breathing right now.
Try not sleeping on your back. You probably have like sleep apnea. Oh, yeah. Tom Hardy is Bane.
I'll sleep on my side.
Try sleeping on your side.
Okay, good night, Batman.
Screen this close to
blue bed. Light, so much blue light.
Try to turn it off. In fact,
curse you, blue
maybe
light.
Put it in another room.
In another room.
Sometimes it's helpful to put it in another room.
You want me to like get up and put it?
No,
in another...
I'm just saying for the future.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure. Batman, can I say something?
Sure.
Thank you for letting me crash with you.
You're welcome. Good night, dark night.
I'll be right back after this. And we'll do it quietly when we come back, and probably we're going to take a quick break. Okay. We're going to let Batman and Bane sleep a little bit. We'll be right back.
Just let Batman and Bane have a little sleep. Let Batman and Bane have a little sleep.
And we'll be right back.
After this sleep.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey there. You sleep good?
I had a great snooze. Do you know I'm in a place now? Oops, sorry. I should keep a little bit of a chill vibe for a second, like promised. Okay, so I'm
in. Didn't come back screaming banana like we did the last time that we told get like. So this is a market improvement over that.
We screamed banana.
Well, you screamed banana.
When did that happen?
We were doing a thing where we were getting very quiet, and then we had a joke earlier about how sometimes we just yell banana, and I was putting everyone to bed because we were talking about how some people use this podcast to sleep, and then you screamed banana.
I'm fun.
You are fun. I wouldn't have you change a thing.
What a fun move.
Jessica McKenna, I'm fun.
I do fall asleep to podcasts, but I gotta Me be too. Careful about which one. I don't think I could fall asleep to this podcast.
Me neither. I think y'all are wild. Music of any kind wakes me up. You crazy
listeners.
Last
night I almost fell asleep to a true crime pod, and I was like, don't do that to your brain. And I didn't.
You know what?
I had good self-talk in that moment.
That's good self-talk. And if I'm not going to tell our listeners how to listen to this pod, except I will for one way.
You don't like when they speed it up.
What are you doing? For you real? Maniacs.
Wait, how is that?
I don't understand it.
Yeah.
It's
well,
music,
we sound very smart, but also slightly chipmunky.
I understand if a podcast is long and boring and not musical, if you would need to get through it faster.
You know, maybe they just like it being a little peppier.
Is the note that I need to play faster?
No, even if the people want that, I have to say, don't take that note.
I would just think, I feel manic doing this at our normal speed.
I think some people have just gotten into the habit where they listen to everything at a 0.5. Like it's like their universal setting.
Okay,
you know what
so
I mean?
Dana needs to play fast.
No one played fast.
No one interpreted.
In fact, here's something that I will say to those people. You're war criminals, but do your thing. Also, you only have so much time on this planet. And so I understand the instinct to try to pack in as much podcast content as
possible. I mean, how do you think I listened to The Power Broker?
Sure.
Of course I listened to it on maybe a 1.75.
But like, slurp the pasta a little slower, guys.
Yeah.
Because smell the rose.
Yeah.
Take a moment.
Take your time. Have I mentioned today how lucky I am? Sorry. Dana liked it.
I actually do need you to finish that sentence.
Okay. Have I mentioned today how lucky I am to be in love with you?
Is that last 5 years?
Yeah.
Okay. I knew it from somewhere. I was like,
Dana, how fast did you know? I knew it so fast.
It's time to play How Fast Did You Know? The game where we say a thing and then you have to figure out what is it. And then that's not actually the game. The game is how fast did you know the thing. So
that's a great game. This is very much like that round in trivia where you have to guess the celebrity and the facts get more obvious. Do you know that game?
Mm-hmm.
That's a fun game. But this is not that game, but this is like that game.
This game is How Fast Did You Knew. Thank you, Jessica, for telling the listening audience how good of an idea this game.
I just want to let you know, Zach, that was a good idea.
Thank you. And we now cut to our host, Jessica McKenna.
Oh, welcome back to another episode of How Fast Did You Knew, where we play a snippet of a song. And we're going to see how fast did you knew. Today, our first contestant, we're welcoming into the studio, Peter
Cottontail. Thank you. I'm a little rabbit. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, Peter Cottontail, we're so lucky. We didn't think we could have you in between all of your trouble you're getting into in Mr. McGregor's garden.
Well, it's rough season for me.
Crudité lately, or we're just crudité-tay happy to see you.
Jessica, I don't know what that means. I'm thrilled to be here, and I'm glad you said it. I'm here to eat carrots
you
and answer questions fast.
And you're all out of carrots. Okay, here we are. The first one on How Fast Did You Knew?
Okay, I knew it.
Okay, Peter Cottontail, buzzing in, what do you knew?
Now, the song is Sweet Child of Mine, and that is not how this game is played, though.
What do you mean?
I mean, that's the answer to the song.
Yes.
But the question of the game
is how fast did you knew? And I'm going to say you knew in 13 seconds.
Okay. I thought I was going to get to guess how fast did I knew.
Peter, I'm feeling like a regular Mr. McGregor here. I feel like you're eating up my garden. Am I the host or are you?
Well, that's the twist, Jessica. Welcome to How Fast Did You Knew with Peter Cottontail. You have won How Fast Did You Knew 13 seconds. That's right.
Oh, what did I win, Peter?
You win the next round of How Fast Did You Knew?
Right.
And here we go. Okay, I knew it. Well, it's not you, it's me. It's How Fast Did I Know It?
But I thought I won this round, no, you which did. Means I
well,
get to
hold
play.
On, I'm the host, so okay. This is how it works. So, the song is Don't Stop Believing My Journey. Jessica, the question is, how fast did you knew?
5 seconds!
That's right, you won another round of How Fast Did You Knew with Peter Gottesman.
All right! And you know what? I'm hearing the woo, woo, woo! Because we said I got it at the same time, that means I am the host now, Peter Cottontail. Welcome back to How Fast Did You Knew?
I love this show, Jessica. I've been a part of it from its inception. I'm so thrilled to be here.
Well, Peter, this is going to be a tricky one. We're going to let our Boom from the Other Room start this one out. She's going to have to play an iconic drum fill, a slightly harder bar to leap over. But Peter Cottontail, welcome back to another round of How Fast Did You Knew?
So you're hosting this one.
I'm hosting this one.
Okay.
I won back hosting because we said I know it at the same time.
That's right, which means you get to you, the host, get to answer the question.
No, I get to host again.
That's right.
You still get to and because it's a Tuesday, this is worth 10 points and Gerard Butler doesn't have to be here. When you're ready, the boom from the other room, take it away.
I knew.
Ah, yes. And what's your answer?
The answer is Africa's Toto. The answer is Africa by the band Toto.
Oh.
That was not the film from Toto.
No. Oh no, Peter Cottontail. For that, you get a cabbage.
Shot into space. Oh, yours is easier. Well, I like cabbage, so I'm fine with that.
Yeah, this is a fun show. All right, I guess boom for the other room, you're gonna have to keep going. Oh, no. Uh-oh, Scott on the keys, also
well,
wrong.
Well, Scott has decided to sabotage a cabbage.
All right, boom from the other room. We'll let Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits, add in this time. Go ahead, boom. Uh-oh. Helpful. Helpful low bass. I did not realize you were on bass. Okay.
Donk, donk, donk.
Can you feel it?
Not yet. Can let's you keep going.
Feel it?
Okay. Oh.
Oh, the air quality.
Wait, is that the name of a song?
Can you feel it? Yep. Coming in the air tonight or something?
In the air tonight.
In the air tonight.
Oh, you're
okay. Phil Collins.
Genesis.
That's honestly very iconic. And for that, we all get cabbage.
There you go.
In the air tonight. Hello. Hello, it's me, Farmer McGregor, and I'm here to take you, Peter Cottontail.
Oh, I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Goodbye.
We'll see you next week on How Soon Did You Knew?
How soon did you know? At what point did it become obvious to you?
How soon did you know?
This is a good... Is this what you tune in for?
Is this what you tune in for? You know, I have to say yes. I feel like... Right.
Yeah. Fan band is chaos.
We've created an ethos around fan band where people are like, and this is where it gets.
Yeah, we're bringing
wild.
We're bringing wild energy today, and that's fine.
Laughing at Brett. Just being donk, one donk, face. Donk.
How am I supposed
wait,
to play?
Wait, have I told this story on the podcast before? Stop me if I have. But I was once playing Cranium with my family, and my mom. Are you nodding like you've heard this story, Brett?
No,
great.
I'm following along.
We were playing Cranium.
Now, I've heard this story, but it's 50-50 on whether I have heard it from our life or from on the podcast.
Okay, we're going to just say, here we go. Here we go again.
Should have known again.
We were playing Cranium, and my mom had to do a humdinger, which, if you don't remember from your years of Cranium, is when you have to hum a tune and your team guesses.
It's not the one with the Play-Doh.
It's not the one with the Play-Doh, and it's not Pictionary, and it's not the one that's just questions. Okay, so she does this. And then starts laughing. And then we're like, Mom, start at the beginning. Go. And she goes, okay. and you have a timer, you know? And she's like, hmm. And we're like, Mom, that's only one note. Keep going, keep going. And she's like, okay, okay. And we're like, Mom, you have to do more notes of the song. She's like, I know, I'm trying. Stop making me laugh. And we're like, Mom, okay. No one mess up, Mom. Everyone be quiet. Time runs out. And she goes, it was sweet emotion.
I mean...
My brother, being the musical snob that he is, goes, Mom, why didn't you just announce that you're going to do it at halftime? And we're like, get out of here. Then you could have gone,
First of all, Tim. That'd be double time.
Yeah.
Second of all, don't yell at your mom.
Well.
Dana's trying.
Dana mom.
Yes.
Dana mom, not Dana drummer.
Yes.
It's a good distinction, and I really like, I love seeing a Dana mom like on an Instagram. I love it. Dana mom.
Enjoy her when she publicly posts in the off book forum, and yes. Enjoy when my brother does and then buys me that beautiful game. But yeah. Okay.
Now if you could add another string to a bass guitar. Hold on. Stop.
Hold on, though.
You don't know what I'm going to say next.
We don't, and I never do.
But this one doesn't do music.
Okay.
This is a different kind of string.
Okay.
This is one of those strings that rings a bell in a Downton Abbey house.
Okay.
What's the name under the bell? It's on the bass guitar.
Okay. I'm going to say...
Who does this string call? Now, I need you to think about this in the context. You're playing bass, okay. Right?
Yeah.
So who do you need to call...
When I'm playing bass.
When you're playing bass.
Probably, like, Anna?
That's correct. It's Anna. The answer was Anna.
There was someone in Downton Abbey named Anna, right?
Yeah, I was sort of imagining a scenario where you would, like, have a musician or someone that... wasn't working, but there was an incredible character in Downton Abbey named Anna, and this is her story.
Woke up on a foggy morning, the dew clings to the windowsill. Woke up on a foggy morning, with a feeling that I always feel. Walking through the bogs early, the first to light the fire, the first to fill the hearth. The first to hide desire. I don't get to love the butler. Don't get to love him now. Don't get to love him anyway. Don't get to love him anyhow.
Of all the times I've turned away, seeing.
keep their secrets at bay. This is a new one. This isn't a ball or a hunt or a wedding or a party. Someone needs a bass guitar played, and that bass guitar plays heartily. Now.
Like when I was just like,
I like to imagine that like the producer of that one was just like, you know what, my son really wants to play bass on this track. He got
a bass for his birthday. Will you please let him play?
Yeah. So fun fact, Brett did hand me a bass in the middle of that song. Was like, do this now.
It was great.
And wow. I found it.
You were looking longingly at it. I thought that's what you wanted.
You're almost certainly right. It was me being confused almost at any point. I have resting longing face.
That's a nice one. Oh, okay. You have to have a resting face, and it's not purely positive. What resting face do you choose?
Demon.
Like, you don't to be like, you don't get to be like, inquisitive.
Plotting. Resting plotting face.
I choose resting hurry up face.
Oh, impatient face?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, like, if I can't help it, I might as well benefit a little.
Thought is, yeah, that's evil. That's bad. My thought is with resting plotting face, the whole point is that, like, you suspect that I have something going on.
Yeah.
But like, you don't know. Because right. If you knew for sure, then I'm right. doing it wrong.
Right. Right. Okay, I'm gonna say, gosh, so tough. What a tough question.
Yeah, what a good question.
Who thought
of this?
What jerk lobbed this one? I'm gonna say, I mean, my brain is just going to the gutter, like rested, constipated face. Yeah. Like, because then I'm not hurting anybody's feelings, but they're like, I feel like she has to go.
Yeah. She's blocked.
Yeah, like, yeah, something. Yeah, like resting.
Something is wrong.
Something's wrong.
She's dealing with an internal issue.
But it's about me. It's about me.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the concept, though, that we as a human species can all recognize what that looks like on, like, a face.
Well, I mean, the trick of it, though, is the question isn't do people understand what the face is, it's just
me put it to you this way. I would say I would never say myself has a resting, you know what I mean? It's usually said about another person.
Yeah, like I'm always talking about the faces that you guys are
like
making.
Anyone who says they have a resting Zach face has been like, oh, my friend told me I have a resting.
Now I have been told that I do have a sort of severe neutral face, that people that do not know me think that I am mad at them.
Really?
A quiet intensity to your... Yeah.
Thank you, Scott, for saying it the nice way, which is I have a quiet
Scotty,
intensity.
Scotty, can you talk into the mic?
Yeah, that would probably be it. Zach has a quiet intensity to his face. I'm just like telling it to Zach like we're not recording all of this.
No, it's all good. You were moving
Jessica,
even further.
Scott and I are just chilling. Like, you have to put it on the pot. Not everything is content. Some things are just good conversations between two friends who've known each other for almost a decade now.
Good golly.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's about right. I like your hat, Zach.
Thanks. This is a Double Clicks hat. It's got a cat on it.
Hell yeah.
Go check out the Double Clicks.
I don't think you have a resting intense face.
You know me.
I know. I can't unknow you.
If you could unknow me.
I wouldn't.
Well, okay, but what if you had to?
Oh.
You're going to meet a new me right now.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I'm sorry. I thought I was going to reach for this succulent. Are you reaching for this succulent?
Yeah. Hi. My name's Zach.
Oh, hi. I'm Jess.
I'm kind of a big deal in the succulent world.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'm new to it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, they're great. Some people say they're low maintenance, and that's kind of true, but they're basically like, they got a wide range of error.
Oh, okay.
You looking for a bromeliad or a ficus?
Oh, you're way ahead of me already.
Okay. Maybe an agave or two.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
Slow it down, something that doesn't need a ton of light might be right for you.
Yeah, I actually don't have great windows.
That's fine. There's a lot of plants, like a snake fern.
Oh, wow.
Need very little light at all.
Nice.
Isn't technically, what were we talking about?
Succulent?
Right. It isn't that, but it looks great on a wall. There are two things that you should know about me.
Okay.
Number one, I'm Zach, the succulent king. Number two, the thing that people say. Doesn't really matter. I'll walk right in off the street.
Okay, nice to meet you.
No, come with me. Hold my hand as we go down the road.
That's a little intimate.
To a dentist I will never meet.
Oh, I'm not gonna help you commit arson.
You don't even have to help.
I'm gonna report you.
In fact, I wouldn't want you to.
I'm gonna run ahead and warn them.
It's funny that you try to run because this Zach is so much faster than you.
God, you are fast.
There's three things that you gotta know about me. Number one, I'm Zach,
yeah,
the succulent king. Number two is that I'm always trying to burn a dentist office down. In my future and my past. The third thing is I'm incredibly fast.
This has been weird for me.
Yeah, me too.
I think I might leave.
Sure, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Where are you going?
I'm back to
you don't
the
have
nursery.
To. Oh.
And then I'll think about this till I die. What a weird encounter with a stranger.
Here's the fourth thing. Oh. I've been a ghost this whole time.
Wow.
Struggling a king who died in a dentist's office.
Oh.
Because he couldn't run fast enough.
Oh, geez.
Away from the fire. And it all comes together. But I've got so fit in the
can still grow in the afterlife?
Oh, yeah.
That's good to know.
I'm always trying to get to ghost ketosis. From an intermittent ghost fast.
Huh.
So if I could just tell you one thing.
Uh-huh.
One thing from beyond for you.
Whoa.
When you buy an agave.
Yes, thank you.
Actually, just buy two.
Okay.
Because plants are kind of a numbers game.
Okay.
So give yourself a head start.
Huh.
And don't go to the dentist's office on 5th and Clark.
Okay. Wow. Oh, shoot. I wish he had stayed so I could tell him. He has kind of a... intense resting face.
I knew it.
Wake up, Batman.
Wake up, Batman. You're having a weird dream.
Wake up, Batman. Hey, Zach, do you ever have... Well, sorry. Anyone can answer this. We're all on my phone.
Me. Brett, shut up. Scott, shut up. Dana, shut up. This question's for me.
No, this
question's the one time in this podcast when I get to talk.
Do you guys ever have dreams that you're in a fight with your partner and have to wake up and be like, that didn't happen, right? And then cuddle them.
Zach, do we?
Zach, answer for everyone.
Dana does. Brett doesn't. Scott also doesn't.
And you?
Oh, is this question also for me now?
I said
do you
want to
know?
Everyone.
Do you want to know what I have to say?
Uh-huh.
No, I do not.
Well, that's never happened to you?
No, I have all sorts of...
I feel like this happens to Morgan and I all the time.
I feel like my dreams in this are either, if I'm like very, very stressed, they are incredibly boring.
That's nice. And, wow, your brain's really giving you balance.
Well, boring and like a stressful, like they are the stresses of my day.
Oh, sorry.
But put into real, like I have forgotten to, you know, respond to an email.
Sure.
Or I haven't learned the lines for an audition.
Got it.
Or they're so cuckoo bananas that the people that even if Nicole is in my dream, like, It could easily look like someone else and be a totally different person. Or if like you're in my dream, but it's like the person who is there as you is like not you.
Right.
At all.
It's me, the succulent king who died
in the dentist's office and got very fast in the afterlife because we weren't fast enough.
Okay, but now Brett, Scott, and Dana, answer for real. Does this ever happen to you?
Yes.
Okay.
It has happened to me, but rarely. It happens more to Dana.
Like, I think once for me.
Okay. One for three.
Okay. Yeah. So me and Dana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ladies.
And yeah, but they're only one time. Me and Dana are the only ones who really have it on the reg.
It's probably happened to me before. Do any of your partners talk in their sleep?
Oh, yeah. Dana laughs.
Oh, yeah. Blow up
like,
Dana's spot.
Fully. A full, robust, loud laughter, like
she
real
that's
laughter,
hilarious.
Just bursting out.
That's fun, and I can't
that's
say at all surprising.
Dana, you're fun.
Dana, you're fun, and that's not at all surprising. That fact surprised
me
not
at surprising.
All.
I've never seen it before.
This has happened to me since I was a kid, though, too, because like, you know, like my childhood bedroom was down the hall from my parents. And then
I thought you were going to say, you know, my childhood bedroom was down the street from the Laugh Factory.
That's a good setup.
All right, continue. Sorry.
I was, you know, whatever. I would wake up and then my mom would be like, oh my God, you were like cracking up last night. Like as a kid, I would either laugh in my sleep, like full volume, or just a very clear sentence or one word and then just I still do it. But Brett doesn't talk in his sleep at all. At least not the
Morgan does the fall lurch body thing a lot, which is terrifying.
Oh, that's scary.
Nicole goes back and forth between saying sentences of nonsense and like speaking in tongues.
Whoa. Oh, God. That's scary.
Do I talk in my sleep, Batman?
You do actually, but I feel like it's helped me get to know you.
I feel like most of our conflict comes from a fundamental misunderstanding of each other, Batman.
Yeah, I think that's maybe true. Do you know, you said actually, you said the cutest thing the other night.
Oh, did I really?
Yeah.
Oh, first of all, I'm so glad that we're public with the fact that we're dating now.
Yeah, it felt good to be public.
First it was like we're villains. Oh, I'm a villain.
We're
You're
enemies.
We're enemies.
Yeah.
And then it was like, okay, we've had a misunderstanding and now we're like cute lovers.
Now we're cute lovers, and that had a phase where it was secret, and now
we were
it's
secret
public.
Lovers because I thought Ra's al Ghul would be mad.
Well, also
if I was dating the Batman,
I thought it was kind of cute to be a secret for a little
it's
bit.
It's fun for a
it's
little
a,
bit. For
it's fun shit. For a little bit. Yeah, let's just relive some of those days.
The Riddler would call me and be like, Bane, do you want to go bowling? And I'd say, oh, you know what? I'd love to, but I'm busy and I can't say why.
And then Robin would be like, like, wanna meet up at this wine bar. I think they have good flights and they have pairings with small bites. I'd say, actually, I can't. I have to work on my taxes.
And I'm not like jealous of Robin, but I have noticed that most of the activities that he sort of asked you to go on imply that he's into you. Which is fine, as one can, that's not your fault.
Ooh, to have a secret lover.
Ooh, to have a secret lover. Ooh. And Batman and Bane.
Bane, sweetheart, we've been over this. I can have wine with all of my friends. I know that some things feel more overtly romantic than others, but that's where it ends. You're my number one sweetie.
Oh, sure, Batman, I know.
Good.
It just sometimes feels better to talk it out, which is a fact I'm sure you know. Do you remember when we snuck out of the Penguin's gala? And you were like, before I arrest the Penguin, let's make out on the moon.
Yes, and then there was. Like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit.
Did they see? But they didn't see. Cause it was Nicholas Sparks. And he's a real page turner.
Nicholas Sparks reading his own book.
Oh yes, both the book and the person reading the book were Nicholas Sparks. Which honestly felt kind of masturbatory.
Celebrity name.
Bane Man.
Bane Man.
We tried the other way around, but it still was Batman.
We experimented with Blame Man, but it was
and
like.
And we also tried Batman. The Bane.
The Bat.
The world's greatest Bane detective.
Secret love, secret love,
secret lovers.
Batman and Bane.
Batman and Bane.
Batman and Bane.
Batman.
Bane Man. Oh. Bane, I was just having the weirdest dream.
Oh, yeah, you were talking in your sleep, Batman.
Was it about a different world where I knew you in this world and in the other world we were secret lovers?
It was honestly sort of, that's not what you were saying.
Oh,
It was nonsense. Nonsense, oh. Batman. You were speaking in nonsense, Batman.
Okay, should we leave this cave?
Sure, but like... What did you say?
I think I was dreaming of a world where we were secret lovers.
Oh, I'm not into it.
Really?
Yeah. Aren't you and Robin a thing?
No, I don't know why everybody thinks that.
I mean, we might have
displaced feelings that we ends up circling around each other. There's certainly a lot of closeness
like,
there.
Yeah, I guess that's honestly great to hear because like...
I'm very avail.
That's cool.
Very
He's
avail.
Just like, how old is he?
Robin?
Yeah.
Right now he's 24.
Well, that's an adult.
Yeah.
He can make his own choices.
But it's separate from that. It's just we've never really had that thing.
Never that kind of thing.
Because we bonded initially as more of like an older brother, even almost a parent-child relationship, I could never have
that. Right, he's an orphan.
Yeah.
And I guess you're
Yes, we're a chosen family to each other. Oh, it's not romantic.
My chosen family is Ra's al Ghul.
This has been Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast, if you can believe it.
Look. We told you it was going to be weird. And if we didn't, then we don't owe you that. So we'll be back with another one later. We're going to record another one right now, actually.
Oh,
so
yes.
Get
okay.
ready for
so
that.
Maybe we should say that Zach and I are working a lot this month, which is very cool and exciting, which and means that this month might feel a little different.
It's going to feel different. We're going to do some shorter ones, and that's fine. And we're telling you that's fine.
Yeah, so please bear with us while maybe the episodes don't. They're not going to be in the same kind of length or maybe not have the same guest count because we're just trying to make it work with a slightly busier
and
schedule.
And hopefully at some point we can tell you what these things are.
Yeah.
But not now.
Not now, but thank you so much. But we love you so much. And if you want, you can check out more and support the show at offbookclubhouse.com. And you know what? It's all about dreams.
Is there going to be... It's all about dreams and supporting the show. Is there going to be a video there this month?
There isn't, actually.
Probably not. Sorry. It's hard.
Thank you, Sean Matthew Leary, for all you've been doing to help help that side of things. You're amazing.
Thank you, Brett. Thank you, Dana. Thank you, Scott. Scott! Great job. and we'll see. We'll talk
see
to you next
time. We'll see you next time.
Okay.
And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book,
Batman, are you asleep?
Well, now I'm not.
Bye.
Bye.